K4 CBA Mobile.
KBA K4 OIM. How you doing, Dave?
Tom would say I'm doing finer than a frog hair split three ways, I reckon. How about yourself?
A little tired. Been out here trying to clean my shack up, and I moved my 2-meter antenna, my base antenna. I moved it about 20 feet and raised it about 10 feet. You're the first contact I've had on it. Does it sound all right now?
Good. I'm mobile, but I may hear a teeny bit of white noise, but if I am hearing it, if that's what I am hearing, it's very, very faint. I'd say you got a real clear, strong signal into the repeater.
No question, but have you been playing any tennis?
Should I ask? I play tennis every day. If it's not raining, sometimes when it's raining, I play tennis inside. But yeah, I just finished, and I did an early match today, a 4:30 match instead of 6 o'clock, and so I'm done for the day. And I'm also doing a hour
appointment.
Crap, I'm sorry. It's my 440 size radio there. I couldn't get the volume down. Oh, me. I'm doing some strength training, too, as well. So I did an hour of that before I played tennis.
To go tomorrow, I'd almost forgot about it. I've got to be in Spartanburg tomorrow morning to get a upper GI done. Man, I am really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'd rather have one of those than a lower, but I just had mine a few months ago, so anywho, got a good report, so I'm glad. So I hope you get some good news tomorrow, or whenever they give you the results.
I think it's going to be good news. The way I've been having acid reflux, it's got to, I'm taking 80 milligrams omeprazole to keep from having the acid reflux, and once I take it, I get acid reflux, David. K4OIM for ID.
Sometimes drugs have side effects that are worse than what they're treating. So, for some people, you know, it just depends on the person. So, I mean, I feel for you. I've had reflux really bad. I mean, it used to wake me up in the night. And, in fact, I had it for a long time and didn't know what it was, and it ate away at my vocal cords, and I'm a singer, so that's not good. I probably lost about 30% of my voice, my singing voice, because of it, before they figured out what was going on. But I had a pH test. They ran a hose pipe down my nose. Well, that was fun, and they didn't tell me they were going to do it. They just did it. So it was about five people holding me down. And my wife was in there, too. She said my eyeballs were about to bug out of my face.
When I had that stroke and broke my neck, they had me in ICU. And when I was in the recovery room, I was dreaming I was in a Western, and somebody, they were trying to tie me up, and I was fighting like the dickens to get loose. And when I opened my eyes and came around to realize what was going on, I had pulled all them tubes out of my throat and out of my nose, and the nurses wasn't too happy. They put them in there while I was knocked out when they were operating on my neck. They did not put me back to sleep to put them in, boy. Now, that was an experience.
Well, thing I'd rather be branded with a cattle prod or something, you know. I don't know. They were just go ahead and shoot me or something. Some things are just worse than death, in my opinion. When you get in the hospital. Oh, man. I tell you. But I'm sure that had to be rough. Well, hopefully that won't be the case tomorrow.
You can just switch my medication. Thank goodness that the government, if you're a veteran, you can refuse the VA care. They have to get you a private doctor. And that's what I done. They just want me to go all the way to Columbia to get it done. And I told them no. They sent me down there one time for lab work. I don't know why they couldn't have done it in Spartanburg or Greenville. My daughter took a day off from work to drive me down there. We get down there and sit there about an hour, and they were calling people ahead of me, and I had an appointment. I went up there and asked the nurse what was going on, and she looked at my VA card and that schedule. She said, "Oh, Mr. Bradshaw, you're not supposed to be here till next Friday." I said, "Here's my appointment." I showed her my letter, and she said, "Well, all I can say is somebody screwed up down in the office. I'll see you next week." The next Friday, she takes a day off work. We go down there, sit there waiting and waiting. I go up to the desk. "What's going on?" "Well, let me look at your records." "Yeah, you're supposed to have some lab work done today, but your doctor's off today. He's out playing golf. So we'll get in touch with him and we'll send you a letter with an appointment when to come back." I done made two trips to Columbia, and I don't get travel pay. Two trips down there and back.
Well, I tell you know, the veterans are the most abused, mistreated, I don't know what the word is, neglected. I mean, there's so many adjectives I could think of. And they ought to be at the top of the list of being for treatment and everything else. And, I don't know what to say. I wish we could change it. I don't see why you just can't go to the doctor you want to go to and let the government pay for it. I mean, that's the way it ought to be. And you ought to get top drawer treatment too. You know, first in line and all that.
About 3 weeks ago, to tell me they had scheduled me for this upper GI, and they gave me the date and time, the suite number down there. I wrote it all down, and then Sunday I got a email reminded me that I had the upper GI appointment on the 21st at 2:00. He had told me the 20th at 11:00. So I called down there at the hospital to see what was going on. I said, "If it's on Friday at 2:00, I'm going to have to reschedule because I'm going out of town. I'm going camping and fishing down Hartville this weekend." And she said, "Well, Mr. Bradshaw, you don't have to change no plans. Your appointment is the 20th at 11:00. And I'd be doggone if I didn't get another reminder today from the VA reminding me that it's the 21st at 2:00, Dave. I just look over it.
For CBA. Well, I guess you need to make a phone call if you know who to call, because I, you know, they knew you going down there. And you got two different dates and times, and you know one of them, one of them's gonna be wrong. So, you need to find out which one is the correct one. I tell you. But if it's like everything else, all the other automated stuff for phone systems, you know, it might take you an hour and a half to get through just to a live person. And I guess if that's one thing we could just get rid of, that would be my thing, is automated phones. I like the good old days when you used to call and somebody actually picked the phone up and said hello. I mean, I might have to put you on hold, but at least you said hello. You got to talk to somebody that was alive, not a machine, pushing buttons for half an hour.
This is KO4NUE. Comment.
Sure.
I'm a veteran and use the VA up at O-Team. Are you using My Healthy Vet to communicate with your doctors, or are you solely relying on phone?
I've seen a doctor at the VA in 3 years till about 2 months ago. I call them raising sand. I said, well, we'll fix you up with a nurse practitioner. I said, I'm not being prejudiced, but every time I go over there and y'all set me up with a nurse practitioner, she is black as coal and got the ugliest toenails I ever seen, and I can't understand the word they're saying. I believe they're from Afghanistan or down in the southern part of Africa. And finally, they got me a regular doctor to see, but the Greenville VA, man, they treat you like a dog over there.
Let's settle down a little bit. Let me figure out what's going on. Okay, so first question, are you using My Healthy Vet? And let me explain what that is. That is a computer-based program that all veterans are allowed to use, to where you can send a secure message via email to your patient treatment team, and they are required by law within 12 hours to answer and give you an answer or a scheduling of an appointment through that system. So yes or no, are you using the phone or
the phone? Because when I got out of the hospital for the broken neck, I had to go to the VA to report that, and they signed me up to that My Health, and every time I try to log on to it, they say I'm using the wrong passcode or password, and the lady that done all the paperwork, she wrote all that down for me, my password, username, and all of that, and they said I can't get into the computer unless I know my password.
Okay, so here's the way this works. So, if you are calling on a telephone to schedule your appointment or to ask questions, there is no record of that. And they know that. So, what I'm trying to tell you is, there's no evidence that's based that Walt has called the VA to try to work out a health problem that he has. However, if you use My Healthy Vet, there is a written message that once that message is put into the system, they are required by law to help you get treatment or get an appointment. So, let me let this repeater cycle. I'll be right back. What needs to happen? You need to invite me over to your house. Let me get your password straightened out on my healthy bed. Show you how to use the secure messaging system because it's very simple. Send a message to your health care provider saying, hey, I'm broke. They've got 12 hours to reply and either tell you to go to the emergency room or give you an appointment. Or you can tell them that you are not seeing me fast enough and I want to be pushed to community care. Let me let the repeater cycle. Community care document. Then you are no longer have to go to the VA for treatment. You can go see your doctor down the street. Then, at that point, you can choose the doctor that has the prettiest toenails or the doctor that is from America of your choosing, whatever you want to do. But what I'm trying to tell you is, Walt, you have to learn after the system. And it's not hard, and it's simple to do. But if you have somebody to show you how to do that, it is difficult. Let me let the repeater cycle. I got one more thing to say. Ham radio operator, that tells me that you're pretty savvy with electrical components, which means I know if you can run a radio, you can run my healthy vet. So, if you would like for me to help you, mother-in-law is a nurse practitioner. We can get her to see you, request community health care, and you don't have to deal with those people in Greenville, because you're right. They are disrespectful, and they are not very nice to veterans. But I will tell you, the VA in Asheville is a totally different story. They treat you with respect and treat you immediately. I'm just saying, that's your choice. But I'm speaking to you with wisdom. I've been doing this for, I know how it works. So if you would like for me to help you, bud, just let me know and I'll be glad to get you square away.
WEK40IM. I appreciate that, Chad. I'll get up with you next week and you can come over here one day when you ain't busy and we'll get it straightened out. But the doctor they finally set me up with, it's been about 6 or 8 weeks ago now. She told me, said, Walt, being honest with you, the reason we cannot keep doctors is that 99% of the vets are not as nice as you are. She said they come in there and they want pain pills. That's all they want is pain pills. And said, we get cussed out, spit on, slapped, and said, we just can't keep doctors. And then the reason is because of the way the older vets act. Heck, I'm 73 and I don't act that way. But I'll get in touch with you next week, Chad. I sure appreciate the help. But I call that doctor where I'm scheduled to go get the upper GI tomorrow. And they confirmed it's tomorrow, not the next day at 2 o'clock. And right after I confirmed that is when I got another email from the vet saying it was Friday at 2 o'clock. I'm just going to go down there to the hospital tomorrow and get it done tomorrow. So with that, I'm going to say 7-3. My grandson just come down here and said, Papa, it's time to eat. So, Dave, I'll clear out with you and with you, Chad. So, K4IM will be clear on your final there.
in-depth conversation, but, man, I hate to see a veteran struggle. And it, once you learn to speak their language. So if you want some help, I'll be glad to help you. And as far as the doctor and the older vets, all I can tell you is, if the doctors that were treating the vets had been through what the veterans had been through, then they'd give them exactly what they want. But that's the problem, is they don't have any understanding of what veterans go through and how they hurt so bad. So I understand both sides of the street, but Walt, it's simple. If you need some help, you got my call sign, you got my telephone number, give me a call. I'll be glad to square you away. It says KL4NUE and 73 to you, sir.
NUE and KB4CBA. I hate to leave you hanging there, Dave, but that BA gets me irritated. And right now I'm up saying K4OIM is going QRT. I'm going to eat. 73, y'all.
4-HKX, how are you this afternoon?
I'm down here fighting Woodruff Road at the Costco. How's that sound?
But anything to do with Woodruff Road is not good.
Go to Fisher's Garage.
Do not. If you're down toward Woodruff Road, that will probably be Tim.
Right there, bud. That's a good thing, because you like to get paid. That bunch is the biggest bunch of cheats in three states.
You say that.
Took a 2009 Saturn down there because it didn't have any power. Couldn't get it over about 15 miles an hour. Took it down there. They said new engine. Wouldn't specify why. $6,500. Well, I said, well, let me just buy a used engine and let you guys put it in for me. How much did you charge? We don't do that. New engine or nothing at all. Okay, nothing at all. I let the car sit and I went and bought my daughter a new one. And my cousin came down from North Carolina up in Huntersville, who's an ASC certified mechanic. He says, well, let me look at it. 30 minutes later, he said, go get your catalytic converter. I did, and the car's been absolutely fine ever since.
There's a lot of that out there. That's one of the things I hated about working in the industry was being grouped with those guys. I try to do the right thing all the time and be honest with people, and then you get somebody out there that does that, and it just kills it for everybody.
Put it out there one more time. Fisher's Garage. Yeah, buddy, over in Greenville.
I got a call.
Man, it's something else.
I got a call.
Right now.
I am getting ready to pull up the driveway.
Look, bud, listen, you go have a good evening, and I'll just say 73 and let you go get some rest. KN4, VWA, clear after you find.
Careful out there on Woodruff Road, and I get home safely. KO4HK. And I'll be clear, 732.
VA is KO4NUEO.
KN4VWA, and this is KN. I couldn't quite catch it.
What's going on, Steve?
Hey, buddy, how you doing? I just got off of Woodruff Road, and I'm on the 385 trying to hit 85 now. And I'm hoping 85 is not going to be a mess this evening.
KO4HKX. Hey, Chad, somebody was calling you just a minute ago.
All right, that's my cousin. He got his license and just got his license yesterday. And I just trying to make contact with him. Steve, can you stand by just 1 second and let me make sure he's all right? KO4QLG. This is KO4NUEO. this is Kel 4 NUHAD. So I hear you've been having some problems with fishing.
If it's me or the repeater, but it's scratchy, bud. I'm off of Woodruff Road now. I'm on 85 running north, and I'm going towards the house.
I hear you. Well, listen, I'm on a handy talkie in the yard. My battery's getting a little droppy, so give me a holler next week, and we'll get the tower straightened out if that's still what you want to do. But just let me know. And I'm 7-3, sir. You have a good trip and be careful, and I'll talk with you later. Also, I want to let you know I got up on 20 meters today just listening, and there's a lot of traffic on there about 1, 2 o'clock, and I had a good time just listening.
Approximately 30 days, you'll have your general, and you'll be jumping up there, bud. That's going to be fun.
I got to be straight up with you and tell you that, man, it was hard not trying to push that button. It really was. But, you know, I did it. I finally had to unplug the mic, so it wasn't tempting. I know I could reach them. I don't know what it was, but it was just like, oh, come on, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. But, yeah, I'm going to have to get my license. So I'm scheduled on the 14th. That's all I can do.
So play the game straight, bud. You'll never have a problem that way. There's some of them out there that, you know, like with my software, they'll plug you into the software just to log the contact and say, oh, you're just a technician. They won't respond to you.
I'm not interested in that. I just, I can learn. Can learn by listening and just take the test. I'm ready for it, so I just have to wait my turn, that's all.
Alright, well, good enough, bud. I just pulled into the 85 parking lot here just south of Pelham Road, so I love it. I want some more of it. I repeat that 3 times every time I get into this place. 73, KS4 VBA, I'm clear.
Let's see. It's KO4 NUE. I'm out. Thanks, sir.